that is supposed to be really, really good. I don't believe it has a front end yet, though. I think it's still in development. But any developers who are interested in looking into the wonderful world of audio to text, you might want to take a look at it and see what you think.
Cool. I got dropped. I just dropped out of the meeting again. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to be taking off myself very, very soon.
Yeah, I should go soon too. Well, okay, actually, I'm going to go. So thanks, everyone. And I guess that's going to be our last meeting before the Z-Day. We're not going to have a meeting next Saturday, of course. It's going to be a Z-Day. So, but we definitely should have some sort of an extra meeting before I start working on the media project right after the Z-Day. So I will gather all the emails. I will create an account tomorrow, and I will set up the website finally. And I will send out everybody an invitation to look at the website, contribute, and we will start active newsletter communications.
Okay, I've already sent you an email reminding you about the FTP. So check that too.
Okay, thank you. I will also try to. Apollo, yeah, by the way, do you have any recordings of the previous meeting?
No, I don't have I haven't recorded yet.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll ask Daniel, because I would like to gather all the archive of the previous meetings that we had. I think it was just only about 5 meetings, something like that.
Yeah, we should put them on the wiki.
Well, I would like to put them up on this website that I'm going to try to launch tomorrow. And maybe embed some sort of a script so that people will be able to listen to that straight from the website.
Okay, consider the Zeitgeist Wiki. I've always viewed this as a historical document in the making, a way for us to document how this movement grows, everything that we go through. I don't object to having things elsewhere, but I think maybe we should try to mirror what we do have elsewhere also within the wiki for that purpose.
Yeah, well, I forgot to say the idea of this website that I'm pulling together will be also that I'm going to just iframe all the main resources that we already have, such as wiki. So it's we're going to connect these things too. So basically on this website, there will be a page that will be a mirror of the wiki, so that it's not going to create any redundancy or splinterness of information.
Yeah, it's not the redundancy that I'm concerned with. It's having the information at least somehow recorded within the Zeitgeist Wiki. If you're going to mirror the wiki elsewhere, that doesn't help towards that end.
It's not going to be a mirror, it's going to be iframe. So it's going to be an actual wiki shown through the window on the website, and everybody will be able to interact with that page just in the same way as they would be directly on the page.
Okay, great.
And also, I was thinking of iframing basically all the resources that developers are using right now, such as Launchpad, and we'll see how our relationships with the RBOYC team will go, but if it will all be settled down and there will be no problems, then I will also would like to iframe their main website right on the portal. Okay, so is anybody here, you the shy people who are new to this chat, can already feel like you can, say hi? We just want to meet you. See who you are and what are you doing here. Hi.
I actually had a question.
Yeah.
Hello, how's it going? I'm pretty new. I've actually only been on TeamSpeak for maybe a week or so.
Good. Well, welcome to the club.
Thank you. It's great being here, and I appreciate the I feel lucky being a part of this. I actually just wondering if anybody's putting together a human resources database. I've asked this before, Thunder heard me ask this question before, and I was just wondering if how that was coming along.
Well, that's kind of something that we have been discussing here many times. We have the idea of having a some sort of like a central database devised for the whole Zeitgeist cyberspace that will hold the registration for the members, and that will have an extensible profile system with all the information like, you know, who you are, what your availability and skills and things like that. So we'll create some sort of database like that, and I think from there on we can start elaborating it and turning that into a more complex system.
And until that becomes available, one of the developers here at the movement has already created an off-site location called Zeitgeist Resources. I put the link into the text chat. You can check that out. A lot of people have signed up there, and of course, a lot of people haven't. So it's not really a substitute for what Anya's talking about, but it will give you an idea of, you know, some of the people who have already signed up there and given their information.
Yeah, actually, I have a question about this resource. I want to get in touch with people who are in charge for this resource and who have been developing it. Do you know who that is?
I don't know the specific member, but I do know that he is loosely associated with the development team, the now RBOSE. So when we do have that conversation, you might want to bring it up then, and you know, they'll let you know who it is and who you need to contact.
His name is Corvinex. I think he was somewhere.
There it is. That's it.
Corvi? Is that on the wiki? Oh, Corvinex. Okay. Anyway, that's...
Very, very nice guy.
Good. Well, we need to drag him into the these meetings then, because I would like to have all the representatives of the main resources that has been already developed for the movement actually meeting here with us, with developers. Okay, so anybody else who is new here, feel free to introduce yourself and make friends with us.
Wanna play?
I guess not. I think this room is the most popular room somehow here in TeamSpeak, well, aside from the international meeting room.
Yeah, I think this time looked a little bit better.
I am thinking about this right now. You're reading my thoughts. I think yes. Maybe we can discuss that right now and have a sort of vote if people will be okay with moving the meeting time maybe 1 hour ahead.
Ahead? I don't think so. That's just too much for me and for Europe, basically.
Oh, no, I mean, right now you're sitting here, yeah. What I mean is that if we meet instead of 23 GMT at 24 GMT, or what is that going to be already? Zero?
Yeah, that is going to be like 2 o'clock a.m. my time.
Oh, poor Apollo.
Oh, Dark Dancer, hi, we missed you.
Yeah, sorry, I had some things to attend to. How did the meeting go?
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, fine. We have a log.
Hey, Anya, didn't you want to talk about possibly having a meeting on Sunday in New York with Peter in regards to programming and...
Yes, hey Gilbert, so here's the idea. I really think we should take an advantage of the fact that me, Daniel, Peter, Matthew, and you, we all will be, in New York City on the Z-Day. I would like to schedule a meeting that can be dedicated to us discussing the problem of the RBOSC team, because I have been talking with those people and... I've been talking with Daniel. There's a number of subjects that I just think, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding, unfortunately, on both sides. So I would like to prepare for that meeting and have a chance to meet with everybody in person and discuss that. What do you think? Can we schedule something on Sunday, maybe?
I'm all for scheduling something on Sunday, but I'm not going to talk about RBOC, and I know for a fact Peter will not be either. We're done with it. It's over.
What do you mean we're done with it, and so can you give me an update?
Anything that comes from them will be treated as spam, and we're just going to ignore their existence. That's it.
Okay, look, I need to tell you that it creates a big problem because the RBOSE, okay, number one, the RBOSE group is not against the movement. That's number one, and that's how they present themselves. They have nothing, but there was a lot of misunderstandings right now about the whole issue. Number two is that everybody who is the RBOSE group, most of those people are actually the developers from here. They come here to this meeting room as well, and they are willing to contribute to the websites, you know, to the media project website, for example. They're nice people, and they want to work with us. So I don't think that such a radical approach will be a good choice.
I do. I don't give a shit anymore. If they are going to be allowing people around them that are calling members from our from the movement fucking faggot and fat ass, then they can just go put a butt plug up their ass. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but what about like me, for example? If I'm gonna be working with those people, is it gonna be taken as spam or what?
Oh, I value you very much. You got a lot of good ideas. But again, I mean, this is a group of people that has been, well, been very harmful to the movement as a whole, not the specific individuals in it, because yes, there are very intelligent individuals in there, but as long as the group as a whole is going to behave as they do, and I'm sorry for the butt plug comment, that wasn't very mature, but we get thrown a lot of things at our head, so I can't really respond mature at this point. I'm just done with it. Peter is done with it. The rest of the mod team, for a large part, can speak for every mod, is done with it. If they want to go, well, I'm not going to cry it here. Yes, there are valuable people in there. But at this point, if they don't clean their environment, then we are not going to work with them. It's as simple as that.
They don't want to go, you know, and they don't want to create a conflict. The only person, basically, who I think is to blame, I personally think this, is the Cali. And everybody else there is just, you know, they're just doing their thing. They have nothing against, they didn't conceive the RBOSE idea. It was Cal, it was his emotional reaction. He totally overreacted, and he, you know, when he renamed all the waves, and then, I don't know, there's just, I really want to negotiate something so that we do not create more problems by alienating them as a splinter group.
Sure, I'm always willing to negotiate, and I mean, I'm not even that hard in it. If they want to come back, they're always welcome. They can have all the space they want. They just have to understand that we have certain set of rules here, and if they do want to continue working in their own environment and they expect any sort of cooperation from us, they have to get Bill, Gritz, and, well, possibly Calipteris out there, all the poisonous people. That those are the terms, otherwise there will be no compromising from our side anymore.
Okay, can I have from you maybe the list of actual people who you perceive and the movement perceive as a threat?
Well, yes, sure, but I haven't interacted with the current group as it is. I have interacted with most of the individuals, but not with the current group as it is, to see who has been also participating on such a shameful level. But sure, yeah, I could identify who I know is quite disturbed.
Okay, yeah, because I want to, when I'm going to be talking with them, I just want to know these names.
It's very easy. The main persons you have to name is Cody Vickers, also known as Hominy Grits, and Bill Matriarch.
Yeah, I've heard stories about Cody. I don't know, that sounds very creepy.
Yes, also, Bill, I mean, we don't need people who are talking openly about coming to Z-Day to beat up Tank Top. I mean, what the hell is that about? You really want to interact with such people? Come on.
I haven't heard anything like that in the ROSC group, you know. Really, you should listen to the log.
I can show you on the log. It's logged. They put it out in public. It doesn't shame them. Just if you want, I'll pull the log for you right now. You can see it.
Yeah, I want to.
Okay, I'll pull the log. Hold on. And I mean, I'm biased. I can admit that the moment they called me a fucking faggot and somebody that does nothing for the movement, they just fucked it up with me as well.
Well, okay, my button was probably something. You know the reason. Well, okay, yesterday I received an email from one person from the ROSC group, and I started receiving the same comments from other people from that group, saying that they will not participate in helping with the media project website, whereas last time I met with them in the meeting room, I mentioned that and I asked for help, because they are the actual core of all the developers. You know, if I'm losing ROSC group, I'm losing all the developers. I'm going to be left out, like, alone developing all the future projects until we build up new team here, basically. And that's really sad, because they told me that, you know, they don't want to participate in helping with the media project simply because they are being labeled as a total spam now, you know.
Anya, who sent that to you?
I don't want to name people, but
okay, that's fine. No, I understand. Consider that that core group, the developers part of RBOSE, they had stated early on in the very early formings of this project, what was supposed to just be a project, they had stated early on that nobody represents the group. If you want to represent yourself, you're more than welcome. Nobody should represent anyone else within the group. And that, as far as I understand, that still stands. If one person sent you something saying, we... discount that.
No, he didn't say we, he said I say that I received that from him and also from a couple other people in the group.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. You know, if you ever receive or see anything that says we RBOSE feel that, throw that out, because nobody has the right to say we in that group, and that's their own rule. So I just wanted to bring that up. There are a couple people who are trying to associate themselves with that group, and they're writing things in the forums saying, we feel, we've decided, we will now no longer, and they don't have the right to represent the developers. So.
Well, I don't understand that all this childish fucking idea of even labeling yourself as a project or a group if you cannot say we. What's that?
Well, all this stuff doesn't. It's not just developers. I mean, it's majority of the rest of society. I mean, I feel like if the developers actually understood what really truly understood what we're about, we're not separate from them. They're not separate from us. So why something's separating us? So. I mean, in the end, I feel like people will just have to understand that. I don't think you're going to be losing developers, Anya. I feel like more and more people will come on board, even though these people...
You cut out.
Yeah, I just feel like as the movement grows even further, you have more developers in your that we can use in the future. I don't see that as a problem. Yes, there'll be road bumps like this from time to time. But I feel like more and more developers will come on board regardless, which is just...
Also, Anya, this RBOS SC group is not really cohesive at all. So you just continue to work with the specific people that you're working, and it's just fine. You're not going to lose anyone. Not anyone that matters anymore.
First of all, I'm already losing developers because that group are the developers that I was hoping to work with and I was working with. And
one example, one project that you're working and that the person left.
Okay, so I have right now, seriously, like my nearest future is structured in such a way that I am taking officially an internship from my university to work. Official internship states working as a web developer on the two projects, the Media Revolution. The Media Project website and the Zagat University Network for 3 weeks right after the Z Day. That's what I'm supposed to be doing, and I was planning on working with the developers from that team, and they do not want to work with that anymore. So I'm going to be left out on my own with Daniel. And Daniel is fucking busy right now as well. So I already have nobody. You know, I don't know who to work with right now. Like here in this group, for example, I'm asking people and who can help, who has developers, you know, skills. And doesn't seem like I have that many people.
I understand, and that sucks. But you have to realize this is not something we instigated. It's a conclusion that developers drew for themselves. That the environment they were working on was not fruitful enough to get their projects going. And okay, just take a look at the environment they're in right now with a Cody Vickers and a Bill just spewing sewage all the time. It's just a bunch of hypocrisy. So, I mean, it's ultimately their choice. And if at this point they decide they want to go, I understand in your position that it's really sucky because you were hoping to work with these people, and I admit that there are very good developers in there, but at some point we just have to say, well, sorry, bye.
Okay, well, what does Cody Vickers have to do with the Arbo
SE? Nothing. Anya, please, would you look into that wiki page and single out one or two people that you think have the skills to help you with media project, for instance, and then I can put you in contact directly with that person, and you can ask her, oh, you want to help me? And I would say that there's at least a 50-50 chance that they'll say, yeah, sure, and then you can start a closer relationship.
I would also
okay, so
I would advise, if you know anybody that's in there that has any skills and is willing to actually still work on the movement, to get them out of the sinking boat before it sinks.
Okay, so the page that you sent, Lucas out, DNS out, next to you, Nair Boone, I don't know who is that, I don't know if he's in the Arbo SE, Tomex, I don't know the person, so... Okay,
don't worry about knowing the person. Look at the skills. Do you see some skill that you would like to have in your site?
Half of this list is the Arbo SE team.
We're all tired, but listen to what I'm saying. Choose some that you think have skills, and I would put you in contact directly with them, not through Arbo SE, but just with the person, and they will be more than likely to be willing to help you in the specific thing. In this case, media project.
Okay, then, yes, I get the point. I totally agree with that. Then I have a question. For example, Tomax, is he an Arbo SE person?
I have no idea, and nor do I care.
Okay, then, Gilbert, I have a question. If I get developers from Arbo SE working on the media project with me, is that fine?
If they disassociate themselves with the Arbo SE, that's fine. If they don't, they won't get any access to any of our mediums, and if they still do, it will get removed.
Okay, define this as associating yourself from the Arbo SE.
They have to basically just step out.
Define stepping out. What do you want to say?
Okay, I'll explain what I mean. I mean, they shouldn't use those mediums anymore. Reason for that is that if it was normal, I wouldn't give a damn who enters their IRC or not. Right now, you have a very manipulative person called Cody Vickers on there. I'm sorry to keep repeating that name, but this situation is so serious that I'm very frightened for the people that are actually interacting with this person, for the abusiveness that is going to get done to their mind. It's really out. I mean, this is a guy that sends frequent abusive letters to the president of the United States. I'm not a fan of the president of the United States or anything, but this is the sickness of this person, and he gets abusive with everybody that he doesn't agree with. And we have recordings, if you want to, where he just starts screaming at people out of nowhere and is talking the whole time in a very manipulative way about people within the movement who he thinks are doing wrong. And anybody that's in the environment with him and is tolerating it, I don't trust those people, and I want them gone from our mediums. I don't want, if they have member access, that's fine. They can watch our forum posts. Anybody with moderator that's in that group, I can assure you, it's more than likely they will be removed very soon.
Okay, Lucas, Gilbert, I have a...
Gilbert, yeah, you didn't really define. What do you want that person to say? Because you really can't know if they're using the IRC, Arbos SE, or using the mumble thingy.
Right, and I'm not going to police them either. If they are going to sneakily go on there, sure, I don't have the time. But if we know that they are in any of their mediums, then, and I'm not saying that this is a decided on policy, I'm just saying the way it looks right now with the current situation, this is the most likely outcome, that if we notice that they're in any medium or in any way in some sort of official contact with the group, obviously we're not going to chase them if they exchange information with members of the group, but if they're officially going there and participating in their meetings and mediums, then that's a problem. So that's what I would...
Gilbert, so, okay, you don't have to prove me that Cody Vickers is a moron, I know that. But I have a question. What Cody Vickers has to do with ROIC? Why you link these two things?
Right, because he's allowed to hang around there, and I don't have any problem with other people that I do not like hanging around there, but this is not about me. This is a manipulative psychopath who can influence people to the extent